Hello and welcome to another episode of Love My Poland. I think one of the first aspects one notices when visiting a foreign country are the countless differences that exist between one's home country and the country in question. I've been told that I'm a relatively observant person, and many times I've been asked in classes what sets Poland apart from the USA. In other words, what was shocking or fascinating when you first moved here? You know, I adore this question, and I genuinely get excited to hear the same when my Polish friends visit my country, the USA. I always make them tell me the good, the bad, and the ugly of my America. So today I'm starting a new series of episodes on this topic. I have so many things to share with you that I'm going to have to break it down to 3 per episode and discuss what really stood out to me over the years living here in Poland from the American perspective. So let's get this started with my first 3. The number one thing, Poland is incredibly beautiful. One of the main reasons for making this channel is to tell the world about the hidden jewel that is Poland. A Polish friend of mine once said years ago, "The unfortunate thing about Poland is that it's very much misunderstood by most of the world. People have very little knowledge, and there are so many false stereotypes about Poland." I couldn't agree more, so I hope to change it as much as I can with my little Love My Poland episodes. I came to Poland in 1999. My travel books then and limited website images really didn't show the natural beauty of this amazing country. Poland has it all. Beautiful beaches, rolling hills, enchanting forests, various types of mountains down south, and let's not even begin with the architecture. Poland even manages to have its own charm during the dead of winter when the entire country looks like frozen tundra. I've asked many people coming here for the first time about their impressions. Their first response is nearly always about how beautiful the country is. Personally, I love the look of Polish fields during the springtime. That's my favorite. Traditional farms and fields that are long rectangular plots of land. I just love how they stretch out all over Poland, over the hills, they roll up and down throughout the country. There's no mistaking you're in Poland when you're flying in. You see those fields down below and you think, I'm home, I'm in Poland. It's one thing I really love about it. So Poland is an amazingly beautiful country. The second point, I was linguistically overwhelmed. The language. Oh, the Polish language. Practically everything about written and spoken Polish shocked me. I think I was really hit the hardest during my Polish cinema experience where I watched Star Wars. It was also the first time I saw subtitles located at the bottom of the screen. My goodness, I could not focus on the movie. I was too busy studying the individual words and phrases, and all I knew, I couldn't make sense of anything language-wise. You know, back in America learning Spanish or French, you could read sentences, and thanks to a lot of the Latin similarities, you could work out much of it. But in Polish, there was practically nothing you could understand visually. Frankly speaking, the language intimidated me. I wondered if I had bitten off more than I could chew by moving here. I found out years later that Polish is considered by linguistic experts as one of the top 5 hardest languages in the world to learn. Lucky me. Fortunately, though, over the years, it's become easier. The third and final point in today's episode is the fact that Poland really does have good transportation, or in the UK, good transport system. And I cannot lie, getting good transport in America is very much hit or miss. Growing up during the 80s and 90s, there wasn't much to offer in terms of cross-country buses or train service. And historically, if you want to travel around America, you either need your own vehicle or you pay to fly. If you're fortunate enough to live in large metropolitan areas like New York City, Chicago, or Los Angeles, you're fine. But I grew up in suburban Houston, and we had very limited options. I really didn't know anyone who traveled by bus, ever. Quite frankly, it could be dangerous along certain routes through Houston. Contrasting that with Poland, you can get pretty much anywhere easily with a variety of transportation options. Within most cities, bus and tram tickets are about 75 cents or 3 zloty for a regular price ticket. It's half that price if you're a student or elderly person, or you can save even more money by buying a monthly ticket to go anytime, anywhere. And I've also been impressed with the comfort of train travel. I love traveling by train in Poland. And over the last few years, Poland has acquired the Pendolino train, one of the super fast trains, which can get you from city to city in express fashion. Don't count on them to always be perfectly on time, but it is affordable and generally comfortable. Well, if you've gotten this far in the video, I do appreciate your engagement. This is part of one of many more episodes to come on the topic. I hope, if anything else, this is educational or helpful to you if you are at all interested in Poland for travel or even moving here. If you haven't subscribed to my channel, please feel free to do so. Just click that button right there. There's so much more on the way, so don't miss out. Thank you again for watching. Have a wonderful day.